Hi, this is Nate.
And this is Zach.
And you're listening to Olympics Now, the podcast where we give you a quick overview of every Olympic sport leading up to the Olympics so you know what to watch for. We'll be covering these events periodically with how they appear on the calendar. Today's sport we'll be going over is volleyball and the variation beach volleyball. Let's break it down. Volleyball and beach volleyball will begin on July 27th, the day after opening ceremonies, with medal matches for both sports occurring on the 10th and 11th of August. The venues for each sport will be at the Eiffel Tower Stadium for beach volleyball, which is a temporary outdoor arena that will be close to the base of the Eiffel Tower, while indoor volleyball will be held at the Expo Porte de Versailles, an expo center in Paris that will also host other sports such as weightlifting and handball. There are 4 medals available, 2 for beach volleyball and 2 for indoor volleyball, with medals available for both the men's and women's events. In total, there will be around 384 athletes competing from across 31. So Zach, how exactly does this sport work?
Volleyball was invented in Massachusetts in 1895 and made its Olympic debut at the Tokyo 1964 Games, and the indoor version of the game has been part of the Olympics ever since. Beach volleyball, on the other hand, made its Olympic debut in Atlanta since. Indoor volleyball is played by 2 teams of 6 on an indoor court 18 meters long, 9 meters wide, separated by a net. Matches are played to the best of 5 sets. The object of the game is to not let the ball touch the ground. A point is scored when the ball lands on the opposing team's side or when the ball is hit out of play. Teams are not allowed to hit the ball more than 3 times before sending it over the net, and doing so will result in the opposing team getting a point. The first team to score 25 points by a 2-point margin wins the set. When a 5th set is required, it is played to 15 points, and a margin of 2 points is still required. Beach volleyball is played by 2 teams of 2 players on a sand court 16 meters wide, slightly smaller than an indoor court, which the sand court is divided by a net. The first team to win 2 sets wins the match. The first 2 sets are played to 21 points, and the third set, if necessary, is played to 15. As there are only 2 players per team, players have a lot more ground to cover, which means they need lightning-fast reflexes. They can also hit the ball up to 3 times, and volleyball is played outdoors, where wind, sun, and rain can affect the play.
All right, thanks for that background, Zach. Now, what does the format look like for the 2024 Olympics?
For indoor volleyball, there are a total of 24 teams competing. These 12 teams for both events will be drawn in knockout round. For beach volleyball, there are a total of 48 teams across both events, 24 in men and 24 for women. The 24 teams will be split into 6 pools of 4 teams. After a round-robin stage, the top teams advance. This will be the top 16 teams that will advance to a knockout round, which will culminate in a gold medal match.
All right. Thanks, Zach. That's really helpful. So, who are some of the big players in the sport, and what can we expect to see this year?
In 2016, Brazil won gold for men's indoor and beach volleyball, while China won women's indoor and Germany won women's beach volleyball. In 2020, France won men's indoor gold and Norway won men's beach, while USA won gold indoor and beach. But recently, European teams have grown increasingly competitive. The favorites going into this year for the men's tournament indoors are Poland, who are currently the top-ranked team and current world champions. France, Italy, and USA are close behind. For the women's, it is pretty competitive, with Italy, Turkey, USA, Brazil, and Serbia all heavily favored. In men's beach volleyball, Norway and Sweden are the front runners, with Qatar a potential dark horse. And for women's beach volleyball, Brazil is the favorite, with 2 American teams right behind them, all with good odds to win.
All right, a lot to look out for this year, for sure. What do you think of this sport, Zach, and do you plan on watching it this year?
Oh yeah, volleyball is incredibly underrated. I love playing it. Sport is a lot different from the outdoor one. The indoor one is pretty rigid and structured. You have a lot of players on the court. There's a lot of teamwork that needs to happen, a lot of coordination. The upside to that is that it allows for some really complex play. A lot of good sets, a lot of good spikes, a lot of good blocks. And to see all that in motion, like a well-oiled machine, is really exciting to watch. Beach volleyball is also exciting, almost for the opposite reason. There's only two people out there, so it's a lot chaotic. The players have to run a lot more. They've got to really trust their other team member to get the ball. And because that, it's also a lot of fun because there's a lot more of that unpredictability to watch. So I'm really excited to see both of these sports.
Yeah, I mean, I plan on watching beach volleyball probably more than indoor. You meant the difference in the 2v2 setting for... I like that dynamic. I love seeing the athleticism of those two players to cover that ground, especially when you're playing in sand, which for those who have ever done so, it really adds a level of difficulty to the environment. That being said, though, for the indoor volleyball, I think I am going to watch it to see how Serbia and some of these other European teams perform against USA, Brazil, these really huge teams that have been so dominant, and just kind of looking at what teams bring to the table to kind of deal with them. So who are you rooting for to bring home the gold for these events?
Predictions for gold. I'm kind of going with the favorites. Men's indoor, I think, will be Poland. Women's indoor, I think, will be Italy. Men's beach, it's kind of a toss-up between, but I'm going to go Norway. USA will take home gold there. What about you?
Yeah, I agree with most of those picks. I plan on Poland to win. I think they're likely to win for men's indoors. For women's indoors, I'm predicting Brazil. For the men's beach, I'm going the other way. I'm predicting Sweden to take home the gold. But I'm also right there with you for women's beach with USA continuing. All right, thanks, Zach. Well, that's all the time we have for today. We'll be here tomorrow for more sports on Olympics Now.